Joining us on the Outdoor Show from Bear Nine Pines in Marinesco, otherwise the south end of Lake Ogibbic, Barry Drews on the phone with us. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just fine. It's a great fall day.
It is beautiful out there, and I'm anxious to talk to you. Listeners, I'm sure, are anxious to hear what's going on. Specifically, if we could start with, jump right into your bear hunting and the numbers you're seeing out there, and are you having a lot of success with your clients?
Yeah, I'd have to say it's been a fair season. For the most part, I guess I'd say they're making us work for them, though. We're getting them one at a time. But most of the hunters out in the woods have been seeing good numbers of bears. Not all big bears, and we've had a number of hunters this year that were looking for trophy size, so they were passing up on the smaller bears. But we've had as many as 3 to 5 different bears guys been seeing on the bait sites.
That's pretty consistent with what we're hearing for most of the areas around the UP. So that's good. I guess you're having a good success rate then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And we got one real nice one here this last week. Was 392 dressed out. That was a real nice boar.
That's one of the bigger ones I've heard this year, for sure.
Yeah, it was a giant.
So well over 400 pounds live weight.
Yeah, yeah. You can generally figure about 19 pounds per 100. So, you know, it was probably 480 or so, you know, before we dressed it.
Well, I certainly wouldn't put myself in the class of a bear hunter or bear guide as you, but I did guide bear for 3 years and had over an 80% success rate. I can tell you this. Most deer hunters don't realize when you get a bear that big how much work it is. It is so much work. I mean, a big buck is 180 pounds dressed out, you know?
Right.
And think about 392 pounds. I mean, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like this one here, you know, I could say he was close to 500 before we dressed him, and we two of us couldn't even move him to get him out from under the log to dress him out, you know?
Wow. Yeah. You earn your money on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
So do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about your guiding in general?
Sure, that's not a problem.
So let me ask you about how many stations, bait stations, you maintain as a bear guide typically throughout the season.
We run 12 bait sites at a time.
That's a lot.
And that's legally what we're allowed to do. You can have a maximum of 12 bait sites.
And when we continue this conversation with Barry from Bear Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, we're going to get into some tips for amateur bear hunters out there, including Barry's preferred types of baits for bear. We'll also touch on the bird hunting, as well as a quick fishing report from Lake Ogibbic. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.